start your day the Terra Way in northwest London. Tuesday, 15th of Sivan, 14th of June, Arab Svi, Marmastin Shlita, and Lokas Neiris. This week's Terra Way is sponsored by Family Sangha in honor of the mitzvah of their son, Eli Zanga Neri Yoyim. Last Shabbos, Parashas Nasa, Yerotz and Shizku, Erov, Eskainov, Barav Nathas, Shemenu, Nikol, Yotze, Chalotzehem.
It's Parashas Baloi Sekho, and Parashas Baloi Sekho starts with the Hadlokas Haneris in the Mishkan. We mentioned last time I spoke here, I mentioned Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who connects everything which happened in the Mishkan to Shabbos. Everything which happens in the Mishkan happens in your house on Shabbos. So there was a Hadlokas Haneris of the menorah in the Mishkan, and therefore we do Hadlokas Haneris in our own homes, because our own homes become like the Mishkan on Shabbos. Now, maybe that's a connection with what we're going to speak about. We're going to speak about Hadlokas Haneris on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also happened recently, the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's also somewhat connected with our parasha. I'd like to share with you a fascinating chiddush of the Eim HaPrisha. The Eim HaPrisha, in the Hakdama to the Prisha writes about his mother and introduces her. He tells us who she was, and then he tells her two chidushim that the mother of the Prisha wrote, which is a discussion in the poskim. Now I'd like to just, before we understand why she was zeicha to find herself into Shulchan Aruch, into the Magen Avraham, into the Dogma of Ovah, into the Chasam Sofer, we have to understand who she was. He writes about her. This is the son of the priest who writing about his mother. He says, she came from a very wealthy family, and she despised Olam Hazeh, and she was only interested in Ruchnius. He says, L'chvoid Shabbos, osso kol mini matamim, she would make many foods, ma'at ne'ne mehem. She didn't have a lot of pleasure for them herself. Rak sholchal aniyim ul bnei bayis, she would give it out to poor people. V'chol yomeha heim b'mei ha'chorev, heim b'mei ha'kayetz, omda tomid b'zrizus kodim o hayoim. She would get up before dawn, kama shois, v'hirbis lehispalo, and she would spend a long time davening b'kavona g'doyla b'tfilis b'tachnunim lifnei ha'mokim baruchu. U'b'yoda mafteach ezras noshim, she had the key to the ezras noshim, she'ahis rishoyna mi'boye b'es ha'knesses, she was the first one to shul, v'achroyna, and she was the last, Sha'achas Ishtayim, an hour or two. So it wasn't the women waiting for the men, it was the men waiting for the women, right? Sha'achas Ishtayim, Acha Yitzias Ha'om Mibes HaKnesses. She'igmira Tfilei Seva Tachnunel. Va'acha Tfila, Lois Som Nashal Shum Dvava Batola. After Tfila, she didn't waste time. Rak Mechayel Al-Choyel Oisekes Batora, Parsha Shibay HaShavua, in Pirish Rashi. She would spend time learning Parashat HaShavua with Rashi, V'shar Mefarshim, and the other Mefarshim, Kiyadua, L'chol Talmid Ovi Mori V'Rabbi. It seems his father was a Rosh Shiva somewhere. He had Talmidim. And all his Talmidim knew, Me Oichle Shulchon Oishe Tomid Asher Poitin HaShulchon B'divri Teru Hoysa Oizeres Kegev V'Chalatzel. After the Talmidim, who sat around the table of the father of the Prisha, and they would give their own Divrei Torah, so she got involved. The Eim HaPrisha got involved, and Oizeres Kegevach Alatzeh B'masal Matan HaDivrei Torah, she got busy with the Divrei Torah, Ulepa'omim, and sometimes him Tzion Midata Ezer Pshat, Mosuk Midvash Noifes Titofna Sifseisel. She was Mechadish Chidushim, Chidushi Torah, unbelievable. Ubefrat Bedini Noshim, Ubehilchas Ne'er, Nidor, Hosa Bekiyo, Kemat, Ke'echod Mi Balei Hoira. She was Kemat like one of the poskim. That's what he says about his mother. This is that Dhamma he gives about his mother, and then he says two Chidushim about his mother. Two Chidushim that his mother was Mechadush, means the Eim HaPrisha. The first one is he says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov in terms of lighting. That means we know there's a klal. When it comes to mitzvahs, we have a klal. Moran Sukkah tells us, Moran Sukkah daf lam tes. Moran says, Kol habrochis kulam mevorchim aleim overlas yosan. Every brocha has to be overlas yosan before you do the mitzvah. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Hadlokas Aneris on Shabbos, you can't do it that way. Why? Because as soon as they made a brocha on Shabbos, then you make up on Shabbos. So now you can't come and light. You've got a problem. If you've made your brocha, the women are makabel with hadlok, which is actually machlokas rishonim, but we pass them that the women are makabel Shabbos with their hadlokah. Once they're ready, makabel Shabbos, then you can't light anymore. So we've got a problem.
Why can't they make a brocha up to tonight?
Not because tonight. But that's the way they do it. That's the way they makabel is enochnami. And men do it that way, but the way women do it is the way. The first, with the brocha, the makabel Shabbos. Okay. So we've got a problem. Elamai, so what do they do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, what should you do? She should do the other way around. First. One second. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what do they do? They first light, and then they make the brocha. The Gemara tells us it has to be over Asiyosan. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, what they do is they put their hands in front of the Neiris. Yeah, you recognize that?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Why not?
The Shulchan Aruch says they put the hands, I'll read that, Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, U'kidei she'yehei over l'asiyosan, lo yehna mimenu ad l'acha ha'brocha, u'masimim hayad lifnei ha'neir. Anyone does it? On
the eyes.
And then they make a bracha. Right? This is also considered over asiyosan because they don't yet have hanor from it, therefore it's considered like over asiyosan. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Agav, someone told me an interesting thing. I don't know if it's true. I doubt it's true, but it's interesting anyway. It says, where's the minhag to go like this from? So I heard it because Be'etzim in Shulchan Aruch, it says you should put your hands in front of the neir. No one does that, but they started doing that. Then the problem is they started lighting lots of neiris. So you couldn't put their hands are only small, so you can't get it in front of them. So they started going like this, and from this became this. It's probably a joke, but there must be more in Yonim in it. But the Maisa in the Ben Ish Chai says that, no, it was in the Kaf HaChaim writes that we should put, because there might be a lot of Neiris, it's easier just to close your eyes, and probably that's where we get the meaning different to the Shulchan Aruch. So instead of putting your hands in front of the Neiris, you close your eyes or you put your hands in front of your eyes, right? But I'll go upon him, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, really, you makabel Shabbos with your bracha. So therefore, you've got to make your hadlaka before the bracha. And in order to get out of the problem of Oyos Yosan, you don't have hanor. Ad kan divrei Shulchan Aruch. So the Prisha, the Eima Prisha comes along and says, well, that's very good on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have the problem of lighting. As soon as you made the bracha, you're not allowed to light. But on Yom Tov, where you are allowed to light, so the Lechera should revert back to the default position, which is Kol HaBrachas Kulam, Mevorach Malim, Over Las Yosan. Make your bracha before the Hadlaka. Very Gishmak. So he says on Yom Tov, it should be the reverse the order. Do it like you should be doing it, make the bracha first, and then you do hadlaka. That was the taina of the Eima Prisha, and he says that his mother looked around, and people weren't doing that. Yeah, they weren't reversing the order when it came to Yom Tov, when it came to Shabbos. Shabbos, everyone lights after, they first light and then make the bracha. But on Yom Tov, they should be doing the reverse, and they don't. That's what was the taina. The second taina she had was when it comes to Yom Tov, then people waited, women would wait until the husbands came home from shul.
On the first night as well.
On the first night, and then they would light. And he says, l'chera, there shouldn't be any difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just like on Shabbos, you light before Shabbos, the Chovet Shabbos, you come into Shabbos with Neiris on the table, lit Neiris on the table. So too, when you come into Yom Tov, it should be the same. Those were the two tainas of the mother of the Prisha, and she said that she didn't find that people listened to the Minhag HaOlam was not like her. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sivkot Yud Beis, the Magen Avraham writes, he brings down the Eim HaPrisha, but you listen to what he writes. He says, this is all brought down in the Hakdoma to the Prisha of Yerideh in Chelik Aleph. The Magen Avraham brings Bishim Imoy and he says, Aval Ein Chochma Le'isha. And I've said over this drasha before, and it seems to be the most favorite words. But we'll see soon. We'll see soon. This is only the Magen Avraham. We'll see soon the Dogma of Bava. Yeah, and it says, Aval Ein Chochma Le'isha. Why? The Loi Chilku Chachamim. Loi Plug. We find in Shas, there's Loi Plug. There's a concept of Loi Plug. Right? And he says, we've got two examples where there's a low plug, the Inyan Brocha, the Seder of the Brocha, and the Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah. What are these two examples? One example is from Simon Kufnun Ches, which is discussing the order of Brichas Netilas Yedayim and the Brocha of Netilas Yedayim. When we make Netilas Yedayim for food, how do we do it? Do we do the bracha first or the netila first? Netila. We're doing the netila first, and that doesn't fit in. Again, it doesn't fit in with the cloud. Kol ha-brachas kulam v'brachim aleim over nasiyasan. Surely we should be doing the bracha before netila. And we do the netila before the bracha. Why is that? So it says, Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Zayin Amud Beis. It says, because sometimes you'd come out of the Beis HaKiseh, and your hands are not nekiyos, they're not clean. And therefore, you have to wash them first in order to make the bracha. You can't make the bracha in that state. Therefore, the way you make bracha al netilas yadayim with regard to bracha for hamotzi, for washing for a suda, is because of the times that you would come out directly from the Beis HaKiseh and your hands wouldn't be clean. So therefore, we've got to first clean the hands, first do the netilas yadayim, and then make the bracha. And therefore, we change all the times. That every time, even when your hands are clean and you're making the bracha in order to eat, there's a loy plug. There's a loy plug which we make a universal takana of order of bracha and asiyas amitzah when it comes to netilas yadayim. Right? So we find that there's a loy plug over there. So Magen Avraham says, in as much as there's a loy plug over there, there'll also be a loy plug over here with regard to the seder of the bracha of brichas haneris. Between Shabbos and Yom Tov, sounds like a Gishmaka riot. Another riot he brings, the second riot, is from the bracha that a person makes on tefillah. A woman makes on tefillah. She makes a bracha after the tov tefillah. Now that also doesn't fit in with the klal of kol brachas kulam mevorach maleim over lasiyasin. Normally, we would say, you have to make, over lasiyasin has to be in order. It has to be first you make the bracha, and then you do the Maisa Mitzvah. Here we're doing the Maisa Mitzvah of Tvila, and then making the bracha. Hayitochim. Why is that? Says Tosfos, the reason why we reverse the order is because Otu Tvilas Geir, a Geir, when he's tovel to become a Yid, how's he tovel? He first has to do the Tvila, because he can't make a bracha whilst he's a Goy. So therefore, he makes the tefillah first, and then only afterwards, he makes the bracha. So therefore, every single time, any tefillah for Taras, even an Isha Nidah, she makes a tefillah, she's got to do me the tefillah scale. Also again, we see the connection between the order of bracha and Asiyas HaMitzvah. So as much as there's a low plug over there, that we're saying every single tefillah, otu tefillah scale, we're going to make every single tefillah the same. So too, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're going to make the brachas of Shabbos and the brachas of Yom Tov exactly the same. Okay? That's the taina of the Magen Avraham, and therefore he says, I argue with the Eim HaPrisha. The Eim HaPrisha is differentiating between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he says that the order of the bracha and the Maisa Mitzvah are different on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Magen Avraham comes and says, no, Ein Chochma L'Noshim. Why? Because we make a low plug. Just like we make a loy plug when it comes to these two things, when it comes to tefillah and when it comes to almutis yadayim. Ad kan divrei ha mogen avraham. Comes the dogma of Ava, and the dogma of Ava says, no, there's a big difference between the two. There's a big difference. He says, when it comes, we don't make a loy plug. Why? Loy plug is trying to make them all the same. There's no loy plug. There's a difference in the Nusach HaBrocha. When it comes to Shabbos, we say, L'hadlik Ne'eshol Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Tov, we say, L'hadlik Ne'eshol Yom Tov. So you can't say it's all in one category. You're right. By Tvila, there's only one Nusach HaBrocha. Al Tvila, whatever the Nusach is. On the Tis Yedayim, there's one Nusach. On the Tis Yedayim, whether you're going to be, whether you just come out of the Beis HaKisei, or whether you just, whether your hands are clean. So that's where we make a loy plug. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, don't put them all in the same category. There's a different Nusach HaBrocha. So they're separate, they're two different things. Ad Kan Divrei HaDogma Vova, and the Dogma Vova comes along and he finishes off and he says, V'hi Isha Shemnosa Liba B'Chochma. You said Ein Chochma L'Anoshim? No, I'm defending her. V'hi Isha Shemnosa Liba B'Chochma. She has got Chochma. Interesting that the fight between the Mokhan Avraham and the Dogma Vova. The Chasam Sofer comes and supports the Dogma Vova, and the Chasam Sofer says, I've got a raya to the Yisoid of the Dogma Vova, and the Yisoid of the Eim HaPrisha. He defends her. And he says, because by Ner Chanukah, how do we do it by Ner Chanukah? Do we make the Brocha first, or do we make the Brocha first?
Brocha first.
Brocha first. Aye, loy plug. Teretz is, it's got a different Nusach HaBrocha. And if it's got a different Nusach, it's not Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. It's Lahadlik Ner Shal, yeah?
It's got Chanukah. It's not the
Shabbos. There are
consequences of
Brocha
for
Chanukah.
It's not like you're making
Shabbos in. Yeah, Anochanami. But the Mogen came along with a cloud of loy plug. Yeah. And he's got two riyas that we say loy plug.
Chanukah doesn't fit in.
Yeah, no. Loy plug is going to, even where it doesn't fit in, we're going to say it fits into the same category. Even if the Svara doesn't apply, but nevertheless, because of the one or two cases where it does apply, therefore we're going to universalize the Takons HaBrocha. They're saying here, if it's a different Nusach HaBrocha, we can't put it in the same category. We don't have to put it in the same category. And Chanukah is a different Nusach HaBrocha.
We're talking about Shabbos.
It's not
in Shabbos. No, but in Shabbos, everyone agrees. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
It's not an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. It's not an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Chanukah is a different Chanukah.
Okay. So we're going to give... We're going to give a different teretz to the thing. But basically what we've found so far in the Lisa Kalim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Mogen Avraham is chilek with the Eim HaPrisha because he says you make a loy plug. Comes the Dogma Vava, and the Dogma Vava says, no, we're not chilek, we do make a plug because it's a different Nusach HaBrocha. So it seems to be a shaila of, can you make a loy plug, or do we differentiate because it's got a different Nusach HaBrach?
Right?
Okay. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan comes along and says he doesn't understand the whole thing. He says, there's two different things. You can't make a loy plug. You can't come along and make your loy plug. Shabbos is one thing, and Yom Tov is another. Right? Similar to everyone's taina over here, that there's two different things. Chanukah is one thing. Shabbos is another thing. But he doesn't use the Nusach of the Dogma Vava. The Dogma Vava seems to say that the Nusach HaBrocha is different. He's coming along with a different angle, a different teretz. He says, the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris on Shabbos is one thing, and the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris on Yom Tov is a different thing. So let's try and explore that approach, the approach of Aruch HaShulchan. He's not masbir what he means, but he just says, the mitzvahs are different. The mitzvahs are different. A bit like your timing, but let's give a lomdish slant to it. So I'll say it like this. Rabbi Kivega in the first tshuva, Simon Aleph, he says a massive chiddush. He says when it comes to Yom Tov, there's no mitzvahs oneg Yom Tov for an isha. You think you're going to save yourself some money, but there's no mitzvah oneg Yom Tov. But in that tshuva, he says it's your responsibility to be ma'anig her, to be masameach her, but she doesn't have her own mitzad herself, she doesn't have her own personal chiyuv of oinig yom tov. Right? So Reb Shmuel Rzovsky is brought down in Zichron Shmuel Siman Lamed Beis. He asks Akasha, if that's the case, why on earth do every woman, why is there chiyuv hadlok saneris? We know that the chiyuv hadlok saneris comes in the koyach, the mitzvah of oinig yom tov. Oinig, right? Oinig Shabbos, oinig yom tov. If that's the case, then women should not be lighting bichlal when it comes to yom tov. Why is there mitzvah hadlok saneris? Now someone told me the Timonim Taka don't light. The Timonim don't light when it comes to yom tov.
In the same way that she can cook for the family, she can light candles for everybody else.
She can, but is there tzivu in her? You're right, she can. The question is, has she got a mitzvah? If let's say she's an
she's
too busy now.
She's
got the heter to do that, but yeah. She's got a chiyuv. Has she got a chiyuv? That's the shad. If she doesn't have a mitzvah, she shouldn't have a chiyuv. Because the mitzvah of hadlokas aneiros, where's the source of the mitzvah of hadlokas aneiros? It's mitzvah's oinig. Oinig Shabbos, oinig yom tov.
Mitzvah
is shuz mangerom. Oh, so Rabbi Kivi Eger says, sorry, I forgot to mention that point. Rabbi Kivi Eger says the reason why she doesn't have mitzvah's oinig yom tov is because it's a mitzvah that shuz mangerom. It's mitzvah that shuz mangerom and loshim peturos. Right? So oinig is.
Why Shabbos then?
Oh, why not Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a hukush, zochir v'shamay v'dibur echot. So zochir kol sheyeshne b'shchira yeshne b'shmira, and therefore she's got the lavim. So she's also got that saying, and therefore she's mechuyev in hadlokas haneris on Shabbos. But Yom Tov, where there's no mitzvah man grom, there's no hekesh between zochir v'shamay. So the chayrish, that's Rabbi Kivayda shtikul Torah. Therefore, you're potter from only Yom Tov. Ask Rabbi Shmuel Rzovsky, Oibazoi, why you chayev hadlok saneris? So Rabbi Shmuel says the following teretz. He doesn't bring down Rabbi Chaim, but Rabbi Chaim and Stenzel, I'll just be makdim it with Rabbi Chaim and Stenzel. Rabbi Chaim and Stenzel says that there's a difference between two, there's actually two chiyuvim for hadlok saneris. Oineg Yom Tov, Oineg Shabbos, and Kovod Shabbos. And if you look in the Rambam brings down the mitzvah hadlok, and he brings down both chiyuvim in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, "Afilu ein loy mar yoichal shoel al psochem lekeach shemen umadlik es haner shezeh bechlal oinig Shabbos." That's number one. That's in Perik Lamed. Sorry, Perik Hey, Halacha Aleph, and then in Perik Lamed, Halacha Hey. The Rambam brings down the tzorich l'sakim beis emi boidyoim mipnei kovod Shabbos v'yenei dolik v'shulchan aruch. It says shekol elu bechlal kovod Shabbos. So basically, the mitzvah of hadlok haneiros has got two mechayvim. There's two reasons why you mechuyev to light neiros on Shabbos. One because of kovod, and one because of oneg. So Rav Chaim's medayik in the shonis of the Rambam. That when he speaks about Oneg Shabbos, he speaks about on Shabbos itself. When he speaks about Kovod Shabbos, he speaks about before Shabbos. He's talking about preparing the house and making sure the house is ready for Shabbos. And part of preparing the house is to have a Ner Dolok as Shabbos comes in. So when it comes to Shabbos, there's two Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv Oneg and also a Chiyuv Kovod. Says Reb Shmuel, that the reason why, when it comes to Yom Tov, although we hold of Rabbi Kivi Eger, and women are not mechuyev in mitzvahs oneg Yom Tov because it's a mitzvah as sheisha zman grama, however, they'll still be mechuyev in kovod Shabbos, in kovod Yom Tov. Why? Because kovod Yom Tov is not necessarily limited to the actual Yom Tov itself. It's before Yom Tov. The mitzvah of kovod is in preparation. I'd say a similar thing is we find when it comes to the mitzvah asheshes man groma, that women be'etzem Tosfos ask in kedushin the gabi mila, why during the pasuk it's typically because it's a mitzvah asheshes man groma that women, so the Tosfos read answers that enachanami her mitzvah is, it might be the actual meister mitzvah of mila that is mitzvah asheshes man groma, but she's still mechuyev because her job is to prepare to make sure it gets done. And that preparation is before the eighth day. Okay, but that's a side point. That's just a riot to this yisoid. But the Yisoid of Rav Shmuel says the Yisoid that when it comes to Kovod is not limited to the actual Yontav itself. It's even before the Yontav. And therefore, Avada, she's going to be Mechuyiv in Kovod, and that's why she's Mechuyiv to light Neris. If that's the case, then we can be Mechalik between the mitzvah of Hadlokas and Neris on Shabbos and the mitzvah of Hadlokas and Neris on Yontav. When it comes to Shabbos, the primary mitzvah on Shabbos, although there's Kovod involved as well, as we see in the Rambam, but the primary mitzvah is Oneg, that you should have Hanah from the Neris. Oneg Yom Tov. And that's how Tosis actually speaks it out. Tosis speaks it out clearly that on Shabbos the mitzvah is Oneg, having the Oneg. When it comes to Yom Tov, it's a completely new kind of mitzvah. There the mitzvah, for Noshim at least, is just in preparation for Yom Tov. It's not the actual Yom Tov itself, because there is no mitzvah of Oneg Yom Tov. So therefore there's a different kind of mitzvah. When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov itself, then there's no mitzvah bichlal for a woman of Oneg Yom Tov. But when it comes to Shabbos, there the primary mitzvah is Oneg. Therefore, there would be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's why we can't categorize them all as one. We can't say a low plug, because they're two different mechayvim. One's a weekday mechayv, and one's a Shabbos mechayv. If that's the case, we can understand now just one knech will be the 2 points of the Ema Prisha will be the Shitosom, the Egeshmat now. Because we're saying that the mitzvah of Isha to light Neiris on Yom Tov is a Kovodika mitzvah, it's a weekday mitzvah. And therefore, it's got to be done beforehand. That was the second Taina. The second Taina of the Ema Prisha is, why are the women waiting till their husbands come home to light? They have to do it Dumya the Shabbos, where they're doing it beforehand. Because of Kovod, and his Lashon is because of Kovod. Why are they waiting? You have to do it as Shabbos comes in. That was the second Taina of the Prisha. Both of them are stemming from the same point of the difference between Shabbos and Adlok of Neiris Shabbos and the difference between Adlok and Neiris Yom Tov. One's a Kovod and one's an Oinuk. Just finish off by saying, we'll come out an afgamina between my pshat, or we'll call it Rav Shmuel's pshat, and the Mogen Avraham pshat. Mogen Avraham and Dogen Avraham. The first mahalach to explain the Ema Prisha was to say there's a shayla of loy plug. Now, the Mogen Avraham says we say loy plug, the Dogen Avraham supports the Ema Prisha and says we don't say loy plug. Okay? So the pshat in the Ema Prisha was because we don't say loy plug. We mahalach between Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's got different nusach habrocha. Right? The second pshat was to say, no, there's a different kind of mitzvah. One's a weekday mitzvah and one's a Shabbos day mitzvah. The Hadlokas Haneris on Yom Tov is prior to Yom Tov, and the Hadlokas Haneris of Shabbos is that you should have Ur on Shabbos. What would be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? If a man lights, according to the first Mahalach, if a man lights, you should still make the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because the Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different nuschois of bracha. So if the man is lighting, he should be doing it like Ikra Din. First the bracha, and then the hadlaka. Masha'en came according to the second mahalach. Second mahalach, we're saying that it's only built on the fact that women don't have a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah associated as man grama. They don't have a mitzvah of oinig. But a man does have a mitzvah of oinig, so maybe it would be the same as Shabbos. That's just a little pull of Alma. And it's interesting to see that
the man's on the Shabbos.
Yeah, the man's on the Shabbos. Anyway.